Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we can drift away from it. Your highest priority should always be your relationship with God and fulfilling His will for your life. Don't let that priority drift. A sobering illustration of this occurs in Scripture. A prophet pretended to be a soldier who was given custody of an important prisoner. He claimed he was told, "If by any means he is missing, your life shall be for his life, or else you should pay a talent of silver." In spite of the warning, he said he allowed his prisoner to escape because he had other jobs to do. "While your servant was busy here and there, he was gone." Then the king of Israel said to him, "So shall your judgment be. You yourself have decided it." The prophet then revealed to the king that he had judged himself. Keeping your spiritual priorities in place is your responsibility and no one else's. If you don't do it, you'll pay a high price. "But I pray each morning," you say. That's good. But do you take time to listen to God before you rush into your day? Some of us have deleted from our Bibles and our thoughts those scriptures that command us to wait on God. There is a work going on in your life right now. You may not be fully aware of it, but without it, you will never be qualified to handle what God has in mind for you. The Bible says Jesus often withdrew and prayed. Spending time with God is the price you pay for hearing from Him and doing His will. Spiritually speaking, there is no shortcut to any place that's worth going. From Vision's Word for Today, keep your spiritual priorities in place.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.